Rather than follow the target into Umfraville Road, he continued on. The next road to the north was one way only, so Gillen would continue to Cavendish Road, follow that to Whiteman Road, and then approach the target on foot from the west.
Unit report!
Hicks heard Alistair Woodward's voice.
In place.
This is Gillen, going round.
Connolly here, in position.
Hicks squeezed the wireless pressel that he had fixed to the stock of his rifle, opening the channel.
This is Hicks. Ready.
Weapons free. Take them out.
Hicks shuffled down the roof until he was in line with the second door. He glanced to the left, toward Whiteman Road, and saw Woodward. He was wearing a long jacket and a beanie that was pulled down to just above the line of his brow. The coat was loose enough to obscure the Heckler & Koch 416 A5 that was supported by a length of cord that had been looped over his shoulder. The carbine was the D10RS subcompact variation with the shorter 10.4-inch barrel. It was chambered for 5.56 by 45mm NATO rounds and was the assault weapon favoured by the regiment. It was lightweight, easy to fire, and reliable. Perfect for what they had in mind. The target was a man named Mustafa Öztürk,